This is the Marty Sheargold Show. I wish the little days. Thomas turns away. Wish the little days. Thomas gets onto it. Wish the little days. Thomas is up.
Daisy Thomas, Davis,
buddy.
What's up, brother?
It's lovely to see you, mate. We haven't seen you for a couple of weeks.
Great to be in here. How is everyone?
Looking
refreshed.
Well,
last time we spoke to you, you were about to have a fist fight with Dane Swan.
Yes, yeah. And then we had the boxing the next night. No, that all went. That's come and gone.
Any post-fight issues or fresh as a daisy, as
fresh
it were?
As a daisy, yes. Got the loss, which wasn't what we're after. Oh, but
it's all fun, isn't it?
It is. It is all fun. So
how
it was a good
Gather
night.
Round?
Gather Round was long.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Did you squeeze in some social time or was it just back-to-back
a little bit?
Work?
I was smart enough to bring Natasha over on the Thursday night.
Nice.
Just to pass the time because a lot of it, if you have a Friday day game, then a Saturday night game.
You got a lot of time.
There's not a whole lot to do in Adelaide.
No.
And there's a lot of people that you run into wherever you go.
And they want you to have a beer with them.
Yes. So you do.
And then you end up regretting it.
Do you find pound for pound Adelaide is the biggest nuffy footy city in Australia?
Oh, pound for pound before you bring all the nuffies from the other states
yeah,
as well.
True.
Like Gather Round is just nuffies on a plane, get to Adelaide, nuff it up, get home.
Yeah, right. Nuff back.
And that's as simple as I can put it.
I think
that should be
perfect.
The new campaign.
Couple of big stories. Jason Dunstall set to be inducted as the 32nd legend.
Our very own chief.
Yes.
What a superstar.
Tufty.
It is funny because when you talk about the records that he holds and then some of the modern day greats, just how good he was.
Phenomenal.
100 goals six times. Six or more?
I think it's six, yeah.
Six times and then, multiple goals, 16 being the most he kicked in one game.
Yeah.
A lot of sides don't get their total to 16 goals in a game.
They got 17. 17 in the game, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
Come on, guys.
You know, just another segment.
Just roll with me.
He kicked 16 or 17 in a game.
Who was hitting him lace out on the chest in those days?
Oh,
who was feeding the Chiefs?
Johnny Platton. Paul Hudson later.
Ooh.
Not Peter Hudson. That was an era before. Shane Crawford, I reckon there would have been some crossover.
Crossover with Crawford.
Yeah. No, the chief was phenomenal, and I love the fact that he said, when asked, what would your advice be to your younger self? He said, rock up in better shape.
Yeah, okay.
Which is fair enough, but a different era, unbelievable, and well done to him. He's so humble, and we don't like humble chief. We like chief when he's pumping himself up.
Yeah, you want pumped up chief. What do you think about this Charlie Cameron reversal? This is the one that's grabbed my attention today. He got a week, and then the tribunal has overturned it because of his exemplary record on and off field.
Yeah, that bit's slightly strange. I didn't think the tackle was deserving of a week.
Didn't you? I thought it was a week.
Well, this is what we're getting at, and I think someone came out yesterday and spoke about it, one of the players, not sure off the top of my head who it was, but players are now going limp.
Mm.
So Charlie Cameron on Jake Lever. There's no way if Jake Lever puts his feet in the ground, tenses that he can get taken to ground in that manner.
Yeah, I agree.
So players are now sort of going limp, allowing the body
rolling
to be taken,
with it,
and then almost throwing their head into the turf.
Yes, we had that chat.
Gets them a free kick and or suspended. I don't think the head made contact with the turf. I don't think it was a double motion. I was surprised it got a week. I thought it might have been a fine, but for it to be overturned on those reasonings,
because he's working with the Indigenous community.
Well, that's brilliant within itself.
I mean, that's wonderful. Good on him, but who cares?
But the fact that that's sort of an argument at tribunal.
It's ludicrous.
Yeah.
Because as I just said to William, well, we've got to get all the boys at North doing Meals on Wheels if it's going to help them get a week down to zero.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on?
Well, that'd be good just for the community anyway.
Well, we've got the hub, mate. We're looking after our community, unlike so many other clubs that have still got pokies and whatnot. That's your problem, Lauren. You want the Mathesons
honestly
involved, and then you want to call yourself a family club. It's a disgrace.
Yeah.
Jealous is a curse.
Oh.
Wow. Sick burn, sister.
Wow.
You better have come back from holidays all refreshed and loving.
Yeah.
I'm the one who's 6 weeks in there. It should be a crack of the shits with everyone. Don't you start, you little turd.
Always lovely to see you, Daisy.
Great
and
to see
you. And loving your Channel 7 work.
Thank you.
I know you've moved into a slightly different role with those guys, which seems to be more involved than perhaps the sideline dude.
Yep.
I'm not sure what the terms are.
Boundary rider, I believe.
But, geez, you're doing a good job with them now, mate.
Also, sideline dude may be the new phrase. But, no, I appreciate that. It's been a lot of fun. The Thursday night team that we've assembled Myself, Abby Holmes, Joel Selwood, Aaron Phillips on the boundary, and then BT and Al Nichols upstairs.
Bang.
It is being good fun. It's meant to be a bit more young and fun.
And it is.
Not sure if you've seen the kits I've been wearing, but
I've noticed there's not a lot of collars.
There's a little bit of fashion bought.
You're
to
doing it. A little bit of the Don Johnson down there in the rooms.
I'm not sure who Don Johnson is, but
do you remember Miami Vice? Just the t-shirt and the jacket?
No, but that's what I'm doing.
That's what you're doing, mate. Do it. And you're rocking it.
Donnie Johnson.
Donnie Johnson. Toby Green has admitted on AFL 360 last night to hiding symptoms of concussion from his club, obviously, to continue playing. Was that a thing?
It was.
Yeah.
100% it was. Going back on the field of play when you used to get smashed was almost a sign that you're tough and you loved it.
Badge of honour.
Yeah, badge of honour. Mm. It was not, oh, geez, I've got to think about how I'm actually going.
Mm.
And, you know, we've seen this space around concussion evolve and develop to now where players are putting their hand up and saying, no, I'm not right, even if I passed a concussion test. Nathan Murphy in the grand final.
Of course.
But, but back in, you know, when you talk in the day, and that's as early for me as 2006, no doubt.
Yeah.
You get cleaned up. The quicker you got up and moved on and waved the doctors away, you know, you see all those famous footage of blokes pissing out blood and then you push them away and chest out, off you go.
Yeah.
You know, that's the reason why these new things have been brought into place, because that ain't the way.
Oh, what was the hit we watched Daisy in where he popped back up and then took
Bernie Vince.
Oh my God.
I was thinking about that yesterday. What, if I sent that to the AFL now, how many weeks do you think he gets?
Oh, my God. He's cocked his shoulder.
Ran past the footy, left the ground
and cleaned you up.
Put me in the bar mixer and just going.
But what was amazing was how quickly you got up and then won the ball.
Well, I'm not sure if any of you had this as a kid, but I was the kid that if I got hurt, I got up straight away and just ran in whatever direction. You know how some kids stay down and cry?
I just
got up and ran and was like, oh, that really hurts. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So that was almost a bit of that. I was like, oh, geez, that was.
Whereas I was the kid that would stay down and do the full show.
No, nice. And we need that.
I need the sponge. Yeah. Do you remember when a guy would just run out with a sponge and like squeeze it on your head? I'm like, God, I shouldn't have the sponge. Now my hair's wet.
Yeah. And it's my ankle, you twat.
But there must be other injuries that you, of course, that you push through as footballers. I remember Wayne Carey talking about the cost of pushing through stuff as a player that catches up with you later in life.
And again, you don't think of these things at the time, and not you shouldn't, but, you know, when you're in an environment, especially if it's going to be a successful one, you have to think about, and all your focus is on being the best you can be for your team and what you can help them produce, which the goal in all of this for, you know, franchises, clubs, whatever, is to win flags.
Mm.
And individuals' goals is to also be there and be a part of successful teams. So if that means you have to play through some pain, so be it. Again, you know, and this isn't talking the brain injuries or whatever it is
my
knee is sore, I need a jab, I need to move on.
Matthew Lloyd declared on Monday night that he'd changed his opinion on North Melbourne's tanking debate because, of course, North famously
knocked
off the Gold Coast and then missed Harley Reid in the draft. The suggestion is perhaps they could have rested Larky that day. He did kick nine.
I had firm beliefs that would have happened last year. I didn't think that there was, for North, who hadn't won a great deal throughout the season. I know some people, Damien Barrett was one of them, who had a completely different view that you need to win every game you can. I didn't think they gained a lot by winning that game.
No.
And as it's now seen with Harley Reid, that he's going to be a very, very, very good player for a long period of time. However, North obviously had their reasons behind it. It's easy to throw crap from the cheap seats, if you will.
Yeah.
And good on them. They wanted to win a game. They need to continue to try and win as many games as possible. That becomes obvious to change the culture of a losing one to a winning one.
And we sort of knew by then what we were getting out of the draft.
And again, they've got, you know, Colby McKercher.
Yep, same Dersma.
Very good players.
Dersma,
and they're going to be good players
good
for a very long time. So you haven't exactly guessed it, but
no.
Harley Reid would have been nice.
We might as well have a very quick look forward to the round.
Just a quick shout out to Frank from 1031, who's just texted in.
Please.
Audio, visual, and TV installations. 1-0, baby. Go Daisy.
Yeah, well done.
Nice.
1-0, baby. Go Daisy. Thank you, Frank.
Just on the hotline.
Great. What are we like here? Brisbane Geelong will be a belter.
That should be, because Brisbane, for how crap they've been, go up to the Gabba as heavy favourites. So the Cats, who are 5-0 and going along just nicely, purring, if you will, go up and they take on Brisbane. I'm still not sure, Will. You're the Brisbane man. Are you concerned? Because the win against Melbourne, very good. Knock off North the week before, which is probably a false currency.
Before the Melbourne game, I very much had my doubts. But then you look back, the Carlton game, Brisbane shouldn't have dropped.
Correct.
And you win that one. You're up by 40 points. You lose by a point. Our percentage is still strong.
Yeah, righto, mate. Not deep dive. Just a yes or no. Are you concerned?
I said, let's just have a quick look at the rounds.
Yeah. Carlton GWS is another one.
Daisy, always lovely to see you.
I'm going to get out of here. I've got stuff to do. Will, thank you very much. We'll take this up. Shoot me an email. See you too.
Good on you, Daisy.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.